Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Fatalities and severe injuries have been reported when a 12-story apartment building in Surfside, Florida, just north of Miami, partially collapsed at 1:30 local time Thursday morning.
Our units began search and rescue efforts. They pulled 35 occupants that were trapped inside the building. In addition to those 35, 10 were assessed and treated. Two were transported to various hospitals. Search and rescue efforts are still ongoing.
A 10-year-old boy trapped in the rubble was discovered by passerby Nicholas Balboa.
We saw him. We saw his fingers wiggling. I let him know that we were here, and he was just screaming, don't leave me, don't leave me. And so it was at that point, I just hope any decent human being would do that. They would stay and regardless of the situation.
Mr. Balboa on Fox News, USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The demise of the Afghan government is inevitable, Tim Berg explains.
The U.S. intelligence community concluded last week that the government of Afghanistan could collapse as soon as 6 months after the American military withdrawal from the country is completed. This as we hear the Taliban is taking over territory as the United States continues to withdraw from Afghanistan. That is confirmed by General Mark Milley, Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman.
It is true that the Taliban are sniping at and picking off outposts, etc., and they have seized some district centers. 60% of the 81 were seized last year. And the others since the last 2 months or so. So, yes, we're concerned. We're watching it. But there's a 300,000 plus or minus military force, Afghanistan army and police force, and it is their job to defend their country.
Thank you for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
About an hour's drive west of Las Vegas, Nevada, a TV version of David vs. Goliath is playing out on HBO. Wyatt Cox explains.
KPVM Television in Pahrump, Nevada, an independently owned television station. They're 62 miles west of Las Vegas, competing with corporately owned major television stations. But this David vs. Goliath story will play out over a six-part documentary on HBO beginning August 2nd. Station owner Vernon Van Winkle saw previews of the completed documentary and told me the producers aren't playing it for laughs.
No, it's not. It's actually really a good story. It's a real-to-life docuseries. And World of Wonder came out and videotaped us for probably 6 months of just us really in action, and the storylines all really depict exactly what we go through on a daily basis to get the news out and to make the news valuable to the viewers in Pahrump and Las Vegas, and then all the wonderful things that go along with it. And Rhonda
KPVM Television is a mostly conservative station, counterbalancing what is perceived to be liberal bias in many of the corporately owned television stations in Las Vegas, even carrying many programs from the USA Radio Network. The HBO special on the station begins August 2nd.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
It burns with desire to see the kingdom come. Expectation, our God is here with us. Holy Spirit, meet us as we are. Waking us, your
after the top of the hour, you're hearing the music of Elias Emmerich with us right now, the acclaimed singer, songwriter, worship leader, founder of the City Harmonic, and he's been leading worship morning devotions here at NRB 2021 in Dallas, Texas. Elias, good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill, thanks for having me, man.
What a blessing. I mean, expectation. I mean, it's your heart. I mean, yeah. You are a worship leader.
Yes, yeah. You know, I mean, my heart, yeah.
God has wired you for worship.
Hmm.
I mean, and you can tell it overflows and it touches.
Wow.
It's true. I mean, it's just what happens, you know. Hmm. And that's what we need. And true worship leaders bring others into worship and give us that God connection that's so needed. I mean, it's not about performance.
Hmm.
It's about the glory to God, right?
Hmm. Yeah. Well, it's interesting too how often we think of worship as a momentary thing, as something that happens in the moment. And so it's funny you use the word performance, because the funny thing about that word is, like, its origins are actually in church Latin.
Mm.
So the word performance was performa, which meant to form thoroughly.
Right.
And so there's this sense in which, even through the act of worshiping together and what the Spirit, what our encounter with the Spirit does, it's almost like this baked-in sense in which we become Christ-like through the process. So it's ultimately about discipleship, and it's great.
And the thing is so cool about it, like you say, it's sustaining.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it is real nourishment
right. That,
you know, that continues with you throughout the day.
Totally.
I mean, you're leading morning devotions. People are singing your songs late in the afternoon.
Totally.
I mean, worshiping, which is so cool.
Yeah.
You know, and this is what God is doing through you.
Mm. Well, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, it's been a real honor to be here and, you know, playing songs that a dozen people have heard.
Yes.
To see people really get excited about it has been really, really wonderful.
Well, and the thing is also, and I think sometimes this word is overused, you know, that a lyric is anointed.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like you say, in terms of performa, as you say, it's the whole package itself, how God chooses. I mean, and it's God sanctifies us.
Mm-hmm.
And what that means, that's His, as a friend of mine would say, that's His super on your natural.
Right, I like that.
Right?
That's great.
Cool.
Yeah.
You can steal that if you want.
Yeah, that's right.
That's fine. I give that to you. That's my NRB gift to you.
There you go.
Elias was named Breakthrough Artist of the Year at the 2020 Covenant Award, and your debut single, Enough, 26 weeks on Billboard's.
Yeah.
What was that like? I mean, because here it is, like we were just talking about. I mean, you signed back in 2003.
Yeah, right.
And so
yeah.
Here you are. I mean, people go, hey, you're an overnight success.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, well, that's right. Well, yeah, yeah, it's funny because my band City Harmonic really burst onto the scene in like 2011.
Mm.
And even then, it was already, we'd already been at it for years. So now I feel like an old guard who's kind of, you know, hiding and introducing myself again for the third time. But yeah, no, it was pretty incredible to have Enough, just to see how much that song resonated with people. Was unexpected. I mean, at this point, I'm now independent. Of course, yes. I was in the label system for years and years.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're independent, you go in with all kinds of trepidation. You think, oh, I don't know if this is going to work at all. And mm-hmm. the fact that people really have connected with it has been really humbling and
exactly. Well, I can tell you to be encouraged because as an independent radio show,
yeah.
syndicated network that we belong with and that we're associated with, yes, sometimes you feel like, whoa, you know, you're on your, God, are you still there?
Yeah.
You know, people go, how do you do it? I say, I'm hanging on to Jesus' garment. That's
yeah,
how I
exactly.
do it.
Right.
But the other thing is that you know that God is the CEO.
Right.
That you're doing
yes.
what God's called you to do.
Yes.
That, you know, if we were associated with some other network and
right.
stuff, no, you can't talk about that.
That's right. Yeah, there's levers that get pulled at that point.
Exactly. So. No, you said the Jesus word three times, and
yeah.
you got one allocation of
that's
Jesus.
That's funny.
Yeah, funny but sad but true. But,
yeah.
but the deal is that, you know, like you, we're in pursuit of the truth, no mm-hmm. matter where it leads.
Mm.
Whether it's music, whether we're talking about entertainment, whether we're talking, you know, political issues, that sort of thing, because that's what Jesus is about. Jesus
mm-hmm.
is the truth, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so here we are in worship with what you are blessing us with and continue to bless us with. I mean, here in your background in co-founding, you know, City Harmonic, I mean, this was a Canadian group, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 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 out of Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
So the very short version is Hamilton was a city that had a lot of poverty after the steel industry collapsed,
mm-hmm.
and churches started working together and blessing their neighborhoods, and in a span of a decade and just a little over a decade, it made a real difference in the city. So mm-hmm. Hamilton was essentially transformed, and at least, you know, a heavy role was played by the church in making things better. And the band came out of that very movement. So we were a worship band that weren't from one church mm-hmm. before.
Oh, I see. So, Elias, what was the light bulb switch moment for you?
In life and faith?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I had a youth pastor come into my life when I was 12 or 13 years old who really took seriously the idea that to love God with your heart, soul, mind, and strength wasn't just something you did at church, wasn't just something. It was a full life-on-life discipleship approach.
Mm-hmm.
And that has carried with me ever since. I think the idea that this Christian life is a gift of grace to us that we then raise up and mentor others and make sure that we're being mentored. We are not islands. We are not alone.
Yes.
We need each other.
Yes.
And we reflect God to each other as we each become, hopefully, more Christ-like in all we do, exhibiting the fruit of the Spirit in all we do. And I think that sense of commitment to Christ-likeness mm-hmm. in every facet of our lives is a really essential thing
exactly.
in Christianity that's often talked about and rarely tried.
Mm-hmm. So what do you see in this third chapter? You know, of your life.
Yeah, wow. Well, for me, my heart is to... I mean, I grew up in a culture that many describe as post-Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And I see a lot of fear about things changing in the world. And, you know, people have even used the phrase that the church is losing ground or
yeah,
something
right.
like that. That wasn't my experience growing up in Canada. My experience was that having a culture that didn't take Christianity for granted was good for the church.
Yeah.
That there was something mobilizing and magnetizing about Christians being together and all knowing why they're there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if there's anything that worship has the power to do, it's, yes, to train, to teach, to raise up, to
exactly.
help us encounter God
mm-hmm.
in that. But I really am passionate about a reasonable and passionate faith
exactly.
that we are engaging the gospel, we're engaging the text, and we're engaging the world with the kindness of Christ alongside the truth. And that all comes with a civility and love and joy and peace and patience and kindness. Those are all traits that we're there to exhibit in all we do. And I pray that that's what I accomplish.
Amen. 1 minute left. I'm going to let you take us out. Brad,
sure.
We're going to lower the music there, and we're going to increase the audio here just a little bit. We're going to hear Elias, a little worship as we
awesome.
Wrap it up. Thank you.
Come with faith like a child. Bring trust and wonder and hands lifted higher and higher. Cause you know he'll carry you home. Come with faith like the young. Bring dreams and vision and a heart that burns with desire. See the kingdom come. It burns with desire to see the kingdom come. With expectation, our God is here with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher
publisher who is honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you here with us. I wish you were here in Dallas. We're having a great time at NRB 2021. Terry Ascott joins us now. His brand new book, Dare to Believe, incredible background. He has survived rocket attacks, car bombings in war-torn Beirut, Lebanon. And as the Holy Land conflict continues to play before our eyes, he's released this timely new book, Dare to Believe. Terry, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Great to be with you.
Wow, what a background. I mean, you have experienced life, and you're alive to talk about it.
I am. I remember getting to the age of 50 and being surprised that I'd made it that far.
tell us about your background. I mean, surviving rocket attacks, and what we know is war-torn Beirut. You know, what was that like for you?
Well, I went short-term missions with Operation Mobilization, actually. I was just supposed to be in Lebanon for a year, but at the end of the first year, my wife and I felt it would be really great to stay another year and so on, and that's been 48 years now in the Middle East.
Wow.
Beirut was good when we arrived, but things slowly deteriorated, and ultimately, a week after the birth of our first child, we left at Christmas 1975 in the middle of the conflict.
Mm. Now, when you said that you first got there, it was okay, and then all of a sudden, you know, it started to unravel. Sometimes it's hard for people here, even in America, to see how things how it happens so gradually, but it happens, and then you hit that tipping point, and it's too late. Maybe you can, help people understand here in America what that looks like.
I think, for me, one of the critical points, well, there are many different religious factions in Lebanon, and these are represented within the army, and the government was afraid to use the army to impose law and order for fear that the army would split. Well, ultimately, they were frustrated at all the chaos going on in the country, and the army did split. And they took sides, and that's when the civil war really began.
Something about lawlessness, right? I mean, when you no longer have law and order, that is foundational to any society. And when that evaporates, it's like, well, where do you go?
Right, and then sectarian hatred. Mm-hmm. I mean, if there's not a fundamental respect for other people,
yes,
and their rights to believe what they want and so on, and a tolerance, then things do become very...
Who was driving that sectarian hatred?
Oh, I'm not going to point the finger at anyone, but certainly Christians are as much to blame as some of the Druze, the Muslim groups, the Shia, the Sunni.
Well, that's what happens, though, when you have this kind of hatred. It's a cancer, isn't it? And people, whether you're just being honest, saying, okay, well, you know, all parties involved here. You get people of faith thinking, okay, this is the way I see it, and, you know, they're trying to, protect their interests, if you put it that way. This all ends up alienating people, not bringing people together, because you're not looking at those things that can bring you together to where you can, be empathetic with the other.
Yeah.
You're at each other's throats. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because you've experienced this, and we are experiencing this in America today.
Right. For democracy to really work, you need some pillars of democracy, a free press, independent judiciary, law and order, so that people can vote and not be intimidated and so on. But it doesn't work if there's not a fundamental respect for people who are different to yourself.
Yes, exactly. And the thing, there's so much to celebrate. I remember one of the first speeches that I gave when I was in Los Angeles as a radio personality. I was invited to, go to this college. It was East LA College, and to speak to the kids there. And for them, the sponsoring professor wanted me to come because, I represented for this Hispanic college, there was a lot of Hispanics there, that broadcasting was a potential, that it was an alternative. Because here I was the first Hispanic in L.A. radio in 1972, believe it or not.
Right.
You never heard a name like Martinez in L.A. radio in 1972, so it was a breakthrough deal. And so that's what he wanted the kids to understand, is that, hey, look at, he can do it. This is maybe a door opener for others. If you're interested in broadcasting, don't think that you ignore it, that you could participate in. But the point is one of the things I shared with the kids that God had opened my mind to was this melting pot of potential of all the immigrants that were here, that we have so much to draw from one another and to celebrate for and to be thankful for. And what has happened is what God has meant for good, the enemy has been using it for bad, and we've been abusing it. So your point's well taken, and I hear your heart, Terry, on this, and I just want our audience, and I want, that kind of attitude and empathy. That's what's needed right now. But if we're not anchored in the truth of God, and if we're not staying connected to God, then, what do we do? We act like the rest of the world, and we start getting, silly and stupid, so to speak.
Yeah, there's more violence committed in the name of God in the Middle East than I care to recall. And so it is really the love of Christ and the forgiveness and the reconciliation that he brought that is so important. And it's true that the small Christian community in the Middle East is salt and light in that community.
Well, I find it quite amazing, of course, with you being there, what I'm hearing, and I've been hearing again echoing in the hallways here at NRB in Dallas, is we've got bonfires of revival happening in places that you would never think should be happening.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
I mean, it's a very exciting story, and I try to capture some of that in my book, because Westerners are so ignorant of our brothers and sisters in Christ who are courageously witnessing for Christ and have been for centuries, actually, in the Middle East, in Iraq, in Syria, in Iran today.
Yeah.
It's one of the fastest growing churches in the region, or the world, really. And it's very exciting what God is doing, especially in these days after the Arab Spring, after the failure of political Islam. People are turning away from organized religion. Some are becoming deists. But many are finding hope and meaning in Christ.
Yeah, that's amazing, especially when you consider the odds. I mean, how many Christians in some of these communities have been all but eradicated. In others, I mean, you're talking less than 10%, but that 10% is powerful, right?
Yeah. It's only Egypt and Lebanon that really have populations of Christians that approach 10% or more in Lebanon. On average, across the Middle East and North Africa, it's only 3%.
Oh, now, Dare to Believe, why did you... this is like... I sense that, this probably was a commandment from God. Terry, you got to write this book.
Right? Yes, actually, and the pandemic helped.
Yeah, right. Well, again, you had some time on your hands.
Yes,
now.
Yes, that's right. I got locked down, stopped from international travel. It was very helpful.
Yes, exactly. Well, are you back to enjoying some international travel now?
Well, this is my
as much
first
as you can enjoy.
It's 16 months, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to the United States, Terry, because you got lots of stories. So Dare to Believe, why?
Well, first, as we've talked about, I wanted to tell the story of some of these Christian communities in Turkey, Iran, North Africa, Egypt. It's such a blessing to meet and know these Christians, and I hope that people will be blessed by reading the book and hearing these amazing stories. Secondly, I wanted to catalog the kind of birth of the channel and all the struggles we went through in the different languages and so on. It may be an encouragement to others who are initiating new evangelism projects of different kinds. And, thirdly, it's my own personal story. I just feel God has blessed me in so many ways. I wanted to share that with a wider audience.
Exactly. Well, like me, like you, in terms of, God utilizing your voice and your talents to get the message out there, an empathetic message, a message of God's love and his commandment to love one another.
Amen. That's such a powerful message in the Middle East at the moment.
Exactly. Now, I know that there's a lot of interaction with, you know, with Christians. What about non-Christians?
Oh, most of our viewers are not from the Christian community.
Mm.
And we're getting over 1,000 interactions, I mean, cases, really.
Right.
I mean, with our viewers every day.
Wow.
And that's grown since the pandemic started.
So hope is it's transforming. I mean, it's connecting with the Middle East community,
oh,
right?
Absolutely. I mean, there's real despair in some of these countries over the political structures, the economy, the health issues. There's millions of refugees. A third of the Syrian population now have become officially registered refugees outside the country.
That is amazing. And I appreciate you bringing the story to light here. Terry, we got to stay in touch because I'd like to get updates as to what's going on.
That's
please,
great.
Would you do that? His book, Dare to Believe, Terrence Ascott. The book will be linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. Thank you, Terry. God bless.
Do you have high blood pressure or diabetes? Are you over the age of 65 and covered by Medicare? Then pay close attention to this message. Medicare has introduced some new benefits to help consumers during these cautious COVID-19 times. They realize many of you don't want to leave your home to visit a doctor. So now you can get a remote patient monitoring device shipped to your home at little or no cost to you. Now your doctor can identify your problems in real time, which could potentially save your life. Victory Medical can easily ship this monitoring device directly to your home at little or no cost to you. If you have high blood pressure or diabetes and you're covered by Medicare, make this free call right now to see if you qualify for a new remote patient monitoring device. Call now.
800-282-5112. 800-282-5112. 800-282-5112. That's 800-282-5112.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Fatalities and severe injuries have been reported when a 12-story apartment building in Surfside, Florida, just north of Miami, partially collapsed at 1:30 local time Thursday morning.
Our units began search and rescue efforts. They pulled 35 occupants that were trapped inside the building. In addition to those 35, 10 were assessed and treated. Two were transported to various hospitals. Search and rescue efforts are still ongoing.
A 10-year-old boy trapped in the rubble was discovered by passerby Nicholas Balboa.
We saw him. We saw his fingers wiggling. I let him know that we were here, and he was just screaming, you know, don't leave me, don't leave me. And so it was at that point, you know, I just hope any decent human being would do that. They would stay and, you know, regardless of the situation.
Mr. Balboa on Fox News, USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The Hour, Bill Martinez, live. Yes, we're live here at NRB 2021 in Dallas, Texas. And Haley Scully joins us now, Senior Director of Strategic and International Operations at Hope for the Heart. Haley, good to have you here with us.
Good morning. Thank you, Bill.
Are you having fun?
Well, I am. My feet are a little tired, but that just says I'm having a good time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, and fortunately, in this particular convention, it was 3 days. It used to be 4 or 5 days.
Oh, gosh.
They'd really be wearing,
I don't know if I could hang 4 or 5 days.
We got to bring the massagers in,
That's right.
Take care of us, they'll do. But, the relations and networking, that are able to occur here is just really special.
Absolutely.
Without a doubt. Well, tell us about Hope for the Heart.
Okay, well, Hope for the Heart is a Christian counseling ministry. We were founded by June Hunt. Mm-hmm. We're actually celebrating our 35th anniversary this year. But really the most important thing about Hope for the Heart is our mission. Mm-hmm. And our mission for years has been to help the church help one another, mm-hmm. to have biblical hope and practical help. There's a lot of times we're struggling in the churches. We don't know how to help one another. We say, I'll pray for you. And then we kind of walk away because we don't really know what to say.
Right.
And our ministry really equips people with how to help, what to say, what does God's word say, mm-hmm. and so that we can be confident that we can speak truth into another person's life.
Well, and this is such a big aid for churches because, like you said, they're not equipped.
Right.
I mean, in a sense, here they are. We know the churches to be, kind of those hospitals.
Yeah.
For broken souls.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those that we can manage, and there's others that need a little bit more tender care. And, pastors are expected to be everything and do everything.
Right.
But what happens when they realize they can't?
Absolutely. I mean, hopefully when they realize they can't, they can come to Hope for the Heart. They can check us out online, hopefortheheart.org. One of the things I think we've started to do really well in the church is we've started to realize we can be a little bit more vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to be broken.
Right.
And so we hear those messages on anxiety and worry and hope and identity in Christ from the pulpit. So people begin to come. Well, when they get there, we don't know how to help them.
Exactly.
We don't know what to do with them.
You see, this was part of the challenge that we had in 9/11, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is the churches were flooded for about 3 weeks,
right?
And the people were coming, for a message, for hope, and I believe the church was ill-equipped.
Yes.
And so, as fast as they came, they left.
Yes. One of the problems too, Bill, is so many times we try to hand people a book, mm-hmm. and say, "Hey, read this book," and all of a sudden they're supposed to know how to help people well, mm-hmm. and how to not take on the burden or feel overwhelmed. So with Hope for the Heart, we have a library of topics, nearly 100 different topics: mm-hmm. parenting, mm-hmm. marriage, trials, worry, anxiety, fear, depression, all of these different topics. So they're very practical, they're outline-based, so they're easily understood from teenagers to adults, seniors. Anybody can understand these resources, but we've gone a step behind, with, mm-hmm. or a step beyond, with Lifeline to Hope, mm-hmm. where we don't just hand books to people, but it's a 10-week digital training online that people can be better equipped to mm-hmm. help one another.
Right.
So they know that fixing the person or the problem is not their responsibility. They're to be a vessel used by God. So
exactly.
Kind of relieves them of the pressure, gives them a confidence to be able to counsel one another. We fix the vessel, we fix the person, so mm-hmm. they don't take on too much.
Yes.
They're prepared to be a better caregiver, and then they also have the content, the resources of the Hope for the Heart library. So they get the preparation, they learn how to fly, and then they get the plane.
Exactly.
That's what we want to do with Lifeline to Hope.
Well, and that is so cool because here you are, you're ministering to people, you're taking them through the process of healing of their own conflict.
Absolutely.
So now, what's their testimony?
Right.
I mean,
exactly.
You can't go to school.
Right.
You're already going to school. It's the school of hard knocks. It's life
yes.
that you've gone through.
Yes.
And then God gives you redemption.
Absolutely.
And then you get to share that with others, and now you're a catalyst. You're a catalyst to heal others.
Right. When I first went into counseling, and I had just graduated with my master's in counseling, mm-hmm. I thought, I'm all grown up. I know yeah. everything now. I'm going to start, helping counsel people. And I got to Hope for the Heart. And all of a sudden, as I was counseling others, using even some of these resources, the Holy Spirit began to speak to me.
Mm.
This isn't just for you to do, this is for you to live also.
Wow.
And so when I began to help other people in what I thought God was calling me to do, you know, my theology of counseling, my testimony of Jesus changing my life and how applying his word, knowing how to, I mean, I grew up in church, like second grade, I'm accepting Jesus because I am all in.
Right.
But I didn't know how to actually practice his word, as Paul says. I didn't know how to practice those things. And as I started to work at Hope for the Heart and use these resources and have this context, that's how I began to really apply God's word and see transformation in my life that I hadn't seen as a longtime believer.
Wow.
I became a better follower, a better disciple through the resources that we have.
Well, and here it is. I mean, God opened, you know, to you this canvas to exercise your giftings and talents.
Yes.
You know, and that's one of the things I've always trained others in, is that you have to look for those opportunities. I find where people are more frustrated is where they are, and they end up being round pegs and square holes, so to speak.
Yes.
Right?
Uh-huh.
They're just not, they just haven't found the right lane that is consistent with their wiring and what God has designed for them. But when you get in that spot, that sweet spot, you flourish.
That would be my testimony. We tell people to seek God's plan and, you know, try to figure out where they're supposed to serve and what ministry they're supposed to serve. And if we just seek the Lord himself,
yes, amen,
he will lead us to those things. And we don't have to jump into a pond that we're not meant to swim in.
Without a doubt. See, I think that's one of the challenges for the church, and I've counseled with, you know, several senior pastors over the years because I've done this in business, is that you have to take an assessment of the people who come in.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You find out who they are.
Right.
And because what happens with it's all about engagement. If they can apply their giftings and talents in ministry at whatever level, in volunteer level, whatever it is, you just don't know.
Right.
Right? But if you have an assessment of that and you allow them to exercise their value in the body of Christ, oof.
I mean,
that's powerful.
Bill, I think we are on the same page about a whole lot of things. with Lifeline to Hope, we actually have it in two different versions. Mm-hmm. We have a group study. So just like you're saying, the pastors can say, hey, you know, I see in you maybe a calling to help one another. I see how you're already leading in teens or adults, whatever the case may be. Come be a part of this group study. All the facilitator paperwork is there. The group work is there. It's 10 weeks of coursework. And then at the end, there's paperwork that shows them, hey, if you want to start a ministry of counseling, a ministry of caregiving within your church, here's how you do it.
Exactly.
That's the group study. Mm-hmm. A lot of people aren't necessarily ready for a group study. So when you go online, hopefortheheart.org/lifeline, there's also a self-study course. So there's a lot of individuals that may be like, you know, I just want help. I want help with parenting. I want help with whatever their circumstances are. I want to be better at this. Mm-hmm. So they can do a self-study and we have found that people that do the self-study, then they may know how to kind of communicate that with their pastoral staff.
Exactly.
It's meant to undergird the pastor. It's not meant to be a second, a distraction from the ministry that's happening within the church.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of churches already do grief share, divorce care, celebrate recovery, many type of different things that address specific needs. Lifeline to Hope would address the needs of the church members themselves and get them ready to be a better leader in the other areas where they're trying to help others.
Well, and as you know, it's a dynamic process. We've got to be constantly learning. And it even seems that now more than ever, because of the chaos that's going on in our culture, because in churches, you know, people who need God, how they've disconnected from God. And they're wondering, okay, what's going on? And they're looking for an answer.
Yeah.
Well, you know, as a church, as a body of Christ, wouldn't you want to be that answer?
Amen.
I think so, right?
Absolutely.
And what you're offering, you're empowering the church. You're bringing a dimension to the church that heretofore, you know, it's not that God expected them to do that.
Right.
Anyway, it's like, okay, we've got these talents and gifts that are available to you. Hey, tap into it. Utilize it for the for the betterment of, your own local church and your community. What a force to reckon with, right?
Yes, sir.
Bring
exactly.
on Satan. Let's go. Come on.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Let's be ready and equipped so we don't feel overwhelmed or walk away.
Where can they they go for more information?
HopeForTheHeart.org.
With today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 30 languages worldwide. The Tide Ministry recently switched stations in Zimbabwe to expand from local to national coverage. This new station is more expensive, but opens the door to reach people in remote areas where some have never before heard the gospel. We're greatly encouraged to be hearing from listeners in such places as Binga, Wedza, and Gokwe, where people live in poverty and still practice traditional animistic African religious beliefs. Earlier this year, the Tide Ministry also began producing Christian music by local Zimbabwean artists. This not only provides some income for the Tide Ministry in Zimbabwe, but also creates another medium through which we can deliver the gospel and bring glory to God. To learn more about the Tide Ministry and the exciting new projects that are part of the Diamond Vision that God has laid on our hearts, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. And it's also great to have our old friend, Coach Ronnie Gage. And I say old, I'm not talking about his age. I'm just talking about the length of time that we've been honored to know Coach. He's the author and Texas football coaching legend, the one and only Coach Ronnie Gage, who was recently named one of the top 100 coaches in Texas football history. Congratulations, Coach, on that great honor.
Well,
Well, thank you. I appreciate it, Bill. It's really a very humbling honor because, you're only as good as the people you work with and the places you work and the kids get to coach, and I've been blessed. So, it was a great honor.
Well, you've been blessed, and then you continue to bless others, and that's been the story of your life. And as documented in your book, The Life Coach, from Carpenter's Son Publishing, you co-wrote the book with multiple NCAA record holder, Dr. Tommy Thompson. And, I look back on my coaches, Coach, that I had in my formative years, and what a blessing they were, and also just their common sense perspective. And there's always just something special about Southern coaches, too, because you just have really a bottom line, common sense sort of approach, to life, as it's metaphorically demonstrated in the game of football or any sport for that matter.
It is. I've for years, it's funny you use that term, but I had preached common sense for years. I always said if I could get kids to work hard and play hard all the time and use common sense, I was going to retire and write a book.
Well, here you are.
Work hard part down, but I'm still working on that common sense deal. I hadn't reached 100% on that yet, so, and I don't think you ever will, but really it is a simple formula when you break it down, and if you get kids to think and work at things and make good choices, they've got a chance in life. And
exactly,
that's what their background is, it's still about making choices, and that's something I've always preached and tried to get across to them.
Well, the thing about common sense is it's backed by empirical evidence and by tradition, by experience. As I often tell my kids, Coach, it is experience that defines preference. And when you think about it, at the center of all that, it is common sense, although there's a little bit of a challenge on it right now, but that's okay. I think we'll come out all the stronger, because sometimes you don't know what you have until you lose it, and a little loss of common sense during this era, I think, is a small price to pay if we're better on the other side of it, and that's what I hope for.
Absolutely, Bill. I agree. I have people all the time, especially the latter part of my coaching career, that would say, it must really be tough having to deal with kids today and the problems they have. And this, and I was always quick to defend the kids. They'll still do what you ask them to do.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be consistent with your demands and stay with them and love them along the way. And they'll do it. And mm-hmm. You're going to lose one every now and then, but, it's the culture that they're having to come up through and
exactly.
And that's what's made it hard on them. But kids are still kids, and I believe in our kids in America today. And there's a lot of good going on out there that just never gets noticed.
Well, the other part of the kids' experience is being on a team. It's how the team can come together back-to-back, shoulder-to-shoulder, as Coach McCartney would say, and how they support one another. And, you hope to deposit that into the culture to realize that whether you're on the field or maybe you're just in the classroom or maybe just, at a restaurant or a store and you see one of your team members that is compromised or needs help, are you going to come alongside and support that, to the end? And what I have found with the most successful teams, and not necessarily lodged up in victories as much as it was in the development of kids, was when you had that kind of love that you referenced, demonstrated, in the team dynamic, whether they were on the field or off.
Bill Curry used to say, he played for the Packers and he coached mm-hmm. several college level, but he used to talk about the huddle. Of course, this day and time, it's hard to find teams to still huddle, but he was talking about the huddle and what takes place in the huddle, and it's just what you talked about. You got kids from all different cultures and all different lifestyles, but they come together in that huddle, and they see each other as one after the same goal, and And you know, when they break that huddle, they've got to depend on each other. And it doesn't matter what walk of life they come from or what their background is. And I think that's a great example of what sports brings to the table. And, you know, reporters used to ask me every year, well, Coach, how are you going to be this? It started in August. How are you going to be this year? You know, this. And my response is always, hey, you know, you're going to have to give me a little time. I said, it all depends on the chemistry. And I've got to see how that comes together. And I'm a big chemistry guy. I think that entails a lot of things. And if you've got great team chemistry, you're going to have a chance to have a good team.
Because it speaks of a relationship, and relationship is so important to God, as you know, Coach, that, you know, if we're there for one another, and this is why, you know, these relationships, you know, I often hear of people, and I've experienced in my life that I have great relationships with people to this day that I was on a little league team with, you know, so we're talking decades down the road because of relationship was such a critical dynamic and how that was respected in the field of play and beyond. I mean, we're still friends to this day.
Well, I've interviewed 1,000 coaches, and you know, they one thing they used to always throw out there is discipline. You know, got to they wanted to get they thought that was the key word is discipline, and you do have to have discipline. But I think discipline is set up in the way is in the way you set up your program. You know, it's about expectations and demands, and you don't have to carry a big stick and have a long list of rules. It's what your expectations are, and the kids get used to, and. They're gonna adhere. It's just like habits at home or anywhere else. If you're made to do something on a consistent basis, sooner or later you don't have to be told. You know, to do it.
Exactly.
And then when you do, you praise them for it or you reward them for it. And that's an easy formula. I was always a little different. I want kids to like me. You know, I really do. I say we can't coach them and be their friend too. I disagree. And I've got so many kids now that are out in the world, and you know, 50-something of them are in the coaching profession. And I still have kids that call. I still have kids that we get together at functions. I've got kids that you know email me, text me, and still just text in, check in. And to me, that's part of building relationships.
Exactly.
You can't get close to someone without building a relationship, and it starts with the littlest of things. And God put us in place for a reason. And you got to put your faith in Him, but He put us here to share the Word and to share the experiences and to build the hope and the function just like he did before he was killed on the cross. And so I don't know. I'm all about relationships and I'm all about kids. And I coached 42 years, I guess. And Bill, quite honestly, if I started over tomorrow, I wouldn't change a thing. I have no regrets, and I have loved every second of it.
Well, Coach Gage has led teams that have won the Texas State High School Football Championship twice, has been inducted into the Texas High School Coaches Association Hall of Honor. But as you can tell, his most important trophies are the kids he coached and the relationships that he maintains to this day. Coach, congratulations on the book, your life, and what you've meant to people and the new relationships that you're creating as a result of this new chapter in your life and how the book, The Life Coach, is continuing to promote that. How can people be in touch with you, Coach Gage?
Well, my email is rgage@lhs93@gmail.com. I'm also fixing to get a blog on Tom's website, I think it's 93 kick.
Yes.
93 kick or kick 93.
Well, we'll figure that out. But of course, we'll link this too on our website as well with all these the appropriate information. Coach Ronnie Gage has been with us in his book, The Life Coach, as I said, linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. Coach, as always, an honor and a pleasure to have you with us. You take care. Godspeed, my friend.
Hey, Bill, I appreciate it. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you